We turn the page and get set for the men's contest, Dort College against Jamestown, and this is a very good Jamestown team. Dort is going on the road to face this evening. Jimmy men are 23-4 this year, 13-4 in the GPAC. It certainly appears that they are headed to the NAI National Championship field of 32 when this season concludes. They've won six in a row, dating back to an 86-70 loss to Briar Cliff on the road on January 9. The defender men had Jamestown on the hook back in early December, but let it slip away. John Purinton and Kevin Oberweiser are as potent a 1-2 punch as there is in the GPAC. Pretty good guard tandem for the Jimmies and Coach Danny Neville. Purinton converts 51.2% of his field goals. He's 43 of 106 from the three-point line for 40.6% success. Purinton is averaging a team-high 20.1 points per game. Oberweiser just behind, no slouch, at 19.2 points per game. He is done most of his damage from behind the three-point line, where he has made 98 of 219 for 45% this season. Makes two tonight. He's got an even 100, and that's some shooting. He has a 5.7 rebounds per game average. Purinton and Oberweiser have 94 and 86 assists respectively, play off each other very well. And then you throw in Terrell Alfred coming off of the bench. He's scoring 12.2 points per game. For the defender men, they're 16 and 10 this year, 8 and 8 in GPAC play. Dort's outscoring teams 83 to 79. Jamestown, by the way, is outscoring teams 93 to 79. Garrett Franken has scored 13 points per game, has 27 made three-point baskets with 7 rebounds per game. Chad Barkham is scoring 12 points per game and is making 57% of his field goals. Jesse Jansman has 10.9 points per game to go with 39 made three-pointers. Alec Henriksen has lifted his scoring average to 11.6 points per game. Josh Van Langen is at 10.6. Henriksen is the team leader and made three-point baskets with 53. The defender men needed a buzzer beater by Garrett Franken to secure an 82-80 win over Doan on Saturday, while the Jamestown men took a 43-32 halftime lead and then ran away from Dakota Wesleyan with a 59-31 second-half advantage for a 102-63 final. Purinton scored 36 and had 4 assists and was 13 of 24 from the field and 5 of 8 from the arc. These two teams met on December 2 at the DeWitt. Dort had a 12-point lead early in the second half. Jimmies came back, tied it at 84 at the end of regulation. Jamestown outscored Dort 12-5 in the overtime for a 96-89 win. Let's pause now for our national anthem. Our national anthem performed by a group of gentlemen, it appears, from Jamestown. Fine job. The Jamestown Jimmies hosting Dort in men's basketball today. Let's take a look at your starting lineups, and these are your probable starters for Dort. They're going to go with Alec Henriksen, number 3. He's a senior from Spirit Lake, Iowa. Listed 6 feet 2 inches. Chad Barkema is a 6'5 junior from Sioux Falls, averaging 12 points per game. Henriksen is averaging 11.6. Ben Gasing wears number 11. He's a 6'3 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 7.3 points per game. Garrett Franken is a 6'6 sophomore from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 13 points per game. And number 25 is Josh Van Langen. He is a 6'6 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 10.6 points per game. and Garrett Frank, and actually listed 6'7". I cheated him by 1 inch. For the Jamestown Jimmies, Kevin Oberweiser is a 6'2 senior from Drummond, Montana. He is at Jamestown by way of Montana State Northern. He's averaging 19.2 points per game. Isaiah Dobson is a 6'2 junior from Stillwater, Minnesota, averaging 8.1 points per game. John Pierrington is a 6'2 senior from Linton, North Dakota, averaging 20.1 points per game. He's closing in on 1,400 career points. Brock Schramm wears number 25. Schramm is a 6'8 sophomore from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, averaging 9.9 points per game. And Jack Talley wears number 15. He is a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, averaging 7.6 points per game. Terrell Alfred will come off of the bench. He's the most potent threat for Jamestown. 6 foot junior from Orlando, Florida, averaging 12.2 points per game. He is at Jamestown by way of Seward County Community College. For the defenders off of the bench, I fully anticipate seeing Jesse Jansma. He is a sophomore from Sioux Center, listed 6 feet 4 inches, averaging 10.9 points per game. Chandler Brunsting is a 6'1 junior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 5.8 points per game. And Zach Bussard is a 6'6 post player from Papillion, Nebraska. He's a junior. He is averaging 9.7 points per contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. They're concluding the opening of the starting lineups here. We'll be back with the opening tap right after this. The Dort defenders control the opening tip. Work it to Chad Barkema immediately, and the junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, just a few hundred miles to our south, knocks down the short shot, and the defenders are on the board first, 2-0. Answering back, though, is John Pierrington. Pierrington with a three-point basket. Ben Gasink is going to be called for a charging foul. Coming back the other way, Gasink whistled for the charge, and for Ben, that's his first foul. And the Jimmies have the basketball back. So Jamestown with a 3-2 lead, bringing the basketball up. This is Isaiah Dobson. Dobson comes back out front to Oberweiser. Oberweiser at the top of the key. Oberweiser to Dobson. Dobson feeds it down low, right side, Schramm. Schramm into the lane. His little hook shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Barkema. Gets it away to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Ben goes into the right corner. Franken. Franken comes back to Henriksen. Henriksen, Gasink. Gasink high post. Franken. Gasink stops. Shovels it to Van Langen. Now the hoop is Henriksen. Henriksen layup good. Alec Henriksen able to go off the dribble. And the Dort defenders lead 4-3. 4-3. Defenders up. Trying to answer with a three is Oberweiser. His shot no good, but a rebound is long. Picking it up is Isaiah Dobson. Dobson able to thread the needle, found the post player back the other way. And that's going to be a charging foul called on Garrett Frank. And Franken tries to float one up from the left side, and he misses it. And he gets called for a charging foul in the process. So one of the post players for Jamestown got that two-point basket moments ago. And the defenders trail 5-4. Into the front court is Dobson. Dobson back outside to Pierrington. Pierrington, top of the key, three. Good. John Pierrington with the three-point bucket. He's got six. Gasink back over to Henriksen. Henriksen trying to match with a three. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Jamestown and Oberweiser. Oberweiser back to Pierrington. Another three. Good. Pierrington with a third three. He's gotten 9 points. I beg your pardon. I flipped that around. Should be, yeah, he's got nine. Jimmy's lead 11. 11-4, our score. Jamestown out quickly. This is not what you want to do. Jamestown playing with a lot of confidence right now. My goodness, they have come out and they have got a little swagger going right now. They're playing with they're playing as good a basketball right now, and beating Dakota Wesleyan on Monday by 30 plus will only boost your confidence. Now foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Chad Barkema. That's number one on him. And Jamestown has opened an 11-4 lead already, and they've got the basketball back. 17:30 left to play in the first half. Dobson, Oberweiser out front, Pierrington. Pierrington guarded by Barkema. Another three. That's a heat check. Shot no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort gets the basketball back. Defenders need to slow this down just a skosh and see if they can get things righted. In between the circles out front, Gasing. Gasing to Henriksen. Henriksen gets the return pass. Henriksen on the left-hand side with it. Henriksen, reverse layup, missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Dobson. Dobson with the basketball on the right wing. Dobson, Jamestown in those light gray jerseys. Almost an off-white. And give it up. Shot no good in the lane by Schramm. Dort with a rebound. Here come the defenders. Henriksen, Barkema. Barkema, layup, no good. A lot of contact. No call made. And they'll say it's out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It's Jamestown basketball. So the Jimmies get the basketball back. Dort trailing 11-4. John Pierrington with three threes to start the scoring for Jamestown. Also got a two. They bring Dobson, and Dobson has the basketball. Dobson. They go no-look pass, Pierrington. Pierrington 17-footer, no good. Rebound, Barkema saves it in to Franken. Franken over the basketball. Garrett goes over to Ben. Ben, lob it down low. Bussard, Zach into the ballgame at the last break. For Van Langen. Bussard to the cutter, Barkema. Barkema's shot, no good, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Jamestown. And I believe that goes on Brock Schramm. That's his first. Chad Barkema will go to the free throw line where he will shoot a pair. Free throw on the way is up and good for Barkema. Barkema with 3 points. Another one on the way for Barkema, trying to make it a 5-point ball game. So another free throw on the way for Barkema, the junior from Sioux Falls. That one's up and good. Chad Barkema with 4 points, and the defenders trail 11-6. 11-6, our score. Out front, Oberweiser. Left side, Pierrington. Pierrington, they lob it down low. Schramm back outside. Dump it into the post to Schramm, trying to go to work against Bussard. His left-handed hook, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Bussard. Gets it away to Brunsting. Chandler into the front court. Goes right side over to Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Bussard. Bussard looking for the backdoor cut. Instead gives it outside to Jesse Jansma. Jansma down on the right side. Jansma, step back three. Yes. 3-point basket for Jesse Jansma. Defenders back to within two. 11-9. 11-9 the score. Pierrington puts it on the floor. Gives it up. Oberweiser now right side. Dobson. Dobson over the basketball. Dobson gives it away to Talley. Talley, Pierrington. Pierrington loses it. Back to Talley. Talley, 17-footer, no good. Schramm had it momentarily. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort will get it back. Defenders trailing 11-9, so the defenders able to withstand the storm initially. Now let's see what they're able to do here. Opportunity to tie it or take the lead. Left side pass, Brunsting gives it over to Henriksen, Jesse Jansma. Jansma at the free throw line, back to Brunsting. Feed it to Barkema. Barkema with it. Barkema down to the block. They double team him. And Barkema, they reach in. No, there's going to be a jump ball called. Alternating possession, it will be Jamestown basketball. So Jamestown gets it back on the alternating possession. So Dort on defense. Jamestown up the floor. Oberweiser, he's just going to step into a three. His shot no good. And a foul called on the rebound putback attempt by Jamestown. So the defenders unable to keep Brady Birch off of the glass. Brady Birch will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Birch, a reserve, 6'6", sophomore from Melrose, Minnesota. 71% free throw shooter, 44 of 62 so far this season. Free throw is up and good for Birch. Birch with another one on the way. Defenders trail by two. Now three, beg your pardon. Second free throw on the way for Birch, trying to extend the lead back to four, and he rattles it. No good. Dort with the basketball, down three, 12-9. Jansmo with the basketball, picks up his dribble. Jesse gets it away to Barkema. Barkema, right side, Henriksen. Henriksen gives it up to Bussard. Bussard on the block. Bussard working on Birch. Kick out Barkema. Barkema down to the baseline. Barkema with the basketball. Eight to shoot. Gets it underneath Henriksen against Alfred. Henriksen, left-handed layup, no good. Rebound Bussard. Bussard, Barkema. Barkema puts it up, and he is fouled on the play. And Chad will go to the free throw line where he is two for two tonight. And an opportunity to draw Dort back to within two. I beg your pardon, back to within one potentially. It's a three-point ball game right now. So the defenders trailing by three, 12-9. First free throw up and good for Barkema. And a second free throw on the way for Barkema. And this one's up and down as well. So Barkema makes them both. He's got six first-half points. And the defenders are back to within a point at 12-11. So the defenders, withstanding the early run by Jamestown, looked like they were just going to go crazy. Now John Pierrington puts the ball on the deck with a reverse layup. Extends the lead back to 14-11. Left side, Jansma comes back out front. Barkema feed it underneath. Bussard. Bussard lay in good. Zach Bussard, his first field goal. Dort down 14-13. 14-13, our score. Right-hand side, Pierrington. Pierrington hesitates, crosses back with the left. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Barkema. Dort College 3-on-2. Barkema has Bussard on the right. Hands it off to Bussard. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. So Dort with an opportunity to take the lead by two. After Bussard gives them a one-point lead as he fills the lane, the big fella running the floor. Reward him with an easy layup, and he got fouled as well. He gets fouled on the right-hand side as he took it up. So the defenders with a one-point advantage, 15-14. They've come back from trailing 11-4 early in the ballgame, and Zach Bussard completes the old-fashioned three-point play, and the defenders have a two-point lead at 16-14. 13-21 remaining in the first half. With it on the right side, Jack Frazier. Frazier to Pierrington. Pierrington go down low. Birch. Birch wheels. Van Langen guards him, walls him up. Comes back out to Oberweiser. Oberweiser with the basketball. Pierrington. Pierrington into the lane, attacking. His short shot, good. Pierrington with another two. I've got him with 13 unofficially. We have our first tie. This one coming at 16 all. Garrett Franken on the cut underneath. Gets the easy basket. And a two-point basket for Garrett Franken. And a timeout called immediately by Jamestown and Danny Neville. He did not like that his team gave up that easy basket. And the Jimmies blink first. They call timeout. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
This broadcast of Defender Athletics on
Jamestown basketball after the timeout. Dort leading 18-16. Frazier out front. Oberweiser gives it up to Alfred. Alfred back to Frazier. Frazier on the left wing. Alfred goes right side. Oberweiser. Oberweiser on the left wing. Comes back to Pierrington. Pierrington, a high post. His shot, no good from the elbow. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Here comes Gasing. Gasing shakes the left, goes with it. Shot missed, no good. Rebound cleared by Jamestown. Right side, Alfred. Alfred, three. High Archer, good. Terrell Alfred with the three-point basket. He's averaging double figures off of the bench for Jamestown. And now a charging foul called on the other end on the defenders and Josh Van Langen. Van Langen whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Jamestown with a one-point lead. They have the basketball back. Alfred passes it in to Jack Frazier. Frazier will walk it up. Frazier gives it up to Oberweiser. Lob right side. Birch. Birch to Alfred. Alfred. Right side, Oberweiser. Frazier, Pierrington. Pierrington into the lane. Get back over to Frazier. Frazier trying to get around Jansma. Gets it back to Alfred. Alfred three, no good. Rebound taken down by Brunsting. Chandler picks up his dribble. Goes right side, Van Langen, Jansma, double-teamed, Ben, three, left wing, got it. Three-point bucket, Ben Gasink, averaging 7.3 points per game, his first points tonight. Dort leads 21-19, 11-18 remaining in the first half. Right side, Purinton on the wing beyond the three-point line. Cross-court pass, dangerous. They got away with it. They get it left side over to Overweiser, and Overweiser knocks it down. Overweiser keeps the pressure on the defenders. It's 22-21. Jamestown back in front by a point. Jesse Jansma with the basketball. Gives it up. Franken down to the baseline. His shot from the left baseline is good. Garrett with his second field goal. Defenders lead 23-22. Purinton, Overweiser, left side, trying to get going downhill. Brunsting cuts him off. They pass it down low to Birch. Birch, tough shot behind the backboard. His shot, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Jamestown. It will be Dort basketball. Well, the crowd behind me not so in favor of that. I'm not sure what they saw that I did not. I thought it was clearly off of a Jamestown player. Dort basketball, Van Langen, Franken, Jansma, Gasink, and Brunsting are on the floor. For Jamestown, Alfred guarding Gasink. Dobson is guarding Jansma. Frazier matched up with Franken. Franken, open look at a three, left it short, no good. Trying to tip it out is Van Langen, controlled by Jamestown, down one. Driving is Overweiser, kicks Frazier, left side. Dobson, awkward looking three, no good, and a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go against Brady Birch. That's foul number one on him. Henriksen and Barkema are in. Brunsting and Jansma are out. Jansma sneaks off of the floor on the opposite baseline. I didn't see him. So he checks out of the basketball game. Dort basketball, Gasink up the floor, straight up through the center jump circle. Stops at the top of the key, comes over to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Garrett against Birch. His pull-up, no good. Rebound taken away by Alfred. Alfred with the basketball. Alfred gives it up. Birch. Birch misses the layup. Back we go the other way. Gasink. Gasink with it. Stops. Passes left side. Henriksen. Three. Good. Alec Henriksen, another three. His 226th of his career. And the defenders lead 26-22. Jamestown basketball. Kick out. Right side. Dobson. Dobson into the corner. Frazier guarded there by Barkema. Frazier puts it on the floor in the lane. Nothing there. Alfred to Overweiser. Overweiser gets a ball screen from Birch on the left wing. Drives all the way underneath the basket. Kick out Frazier. Out front Dobson. Dobson a three. It's good. Isaiah Dobson with the three-point basket. 26-25. Jamestown down one. Henriksen with it. Henriksen, off-balance shot, no good, but a foul on the play called on Brady Birch. That's number two on him. So a foul called against Jamestown. Alec Henriksen will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. First free throw is up and good for Alec Henriksen. Henriksen, an 89% free throw shooter, 54 of 61 entering play, 1,350 career points. Needs 32 tonight to tie Jordan Vogel in 11th all-time. Second free throw by Henriksen is up and good. Henriksen with seven, and the defender lead is 28-25. Jamestown basketball. Jack Talley back in the ballgame for Jamestown. Out front, Dobson. Dobson. They go to Frazier. Frazier, top of the key. Three, good. Jack Talley with a three. Kind of an unexpected three-point shot. Turnover by the defenders. Back the other way, Frazier. Frazier, right side, Dobson. Dobson gives it up, Frazier. Frazier feeling it. He knocks down another three. Frazier with the three. Defenders trail 28-31 now, so a three-point advantage for the Jimmies. Ben Gasink for the tie. Yep. Three-point basket for Benny Boy. He's got six, and we're tied 31-all. 8:07 remaining. Down to the baseline, Frazier. Now Oberweiser. Oberweiser's been relatively quiet so far. Dobson, the three. And Isaiah Dobson, his second three, playing to the crowd a little bit, 34-31. Answering, Barkema. Barkema, game of horse going on right now. Barkema, top of the key, three. We're tied at 34-all. See who plays a little defense here. Vertical contest by the defenders and Barkema. Now back to Barkema, down the lane, drives in. And we've got a charge called on Chad Barkema. Barkema, middle of the lane, and holding his ground was Terrell Alfred. So Alfred, holding his ground, gets the charge called against Chad Barkema, and that's foul number two on Barkema. Well, Dobson, not the player that you would think would hurt you, because you've got Purinton and Oberweiser, and putting up the three as Oberweiser missed it. Rebound cleared by Jack Talley. Talley over to Frazier. Frazier with the basketball. Comes back left side. Oberweiser. Oberweiser with it. Oberweiser to Dobson. Dobson, step back three. Good. A three-point basket for Isaiah Dobson. He's got nine. His team leads by three, 37-34. The basketball left side, Gasing. Gasing down to the baseline, and he is fouled on the play. That foul is going to go on Oberweiser. That's number one on him. So Dort will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Chandler Brunsting to throw the ball in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it into Barkema. Barkema to Henriksen. Henriksen on the wing. Comes back over to Jansma. Jansma to Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Barkema on the left elbow. Comes over to Bussard. Bussard hands it back to Jansma. Defenders down three. Jesse stops on the baseline. Comes back out to Barkema. 1 second to shoot. And the defenders turn it over on a shot clock violation. Dort did not realize how much time was left, I felt, when they inbounded it. Not a lot of urgency after that inbounds play. And the Jimmies have the basketball back. Frazier will get the ball from Talley. Frazier, left hand, all the way underneath. Comes back out on the other side. Goes back to Dobson. Dobson, lob it down low. Schramm, shot in the lane, no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College and Bussard. Bussard out front to Brunsting. Brunsting used up his dribble. Back to Buss. Buss with it on the left side. Defenders down three. Barkema fading away from 12. Tough shot. Gets it to go. Chad Barkema. He's got 11. Defenders back to within a point. 37-36. Frazier is going to take it hard to the basket. Lays it up with the right hand from the left side. Frazier with a two-point bucket. He's got five. Defenders trail 39-36. Jansma on the right side. Back to Buss. Buss, little shot in the lane, is good. He is able to fake Schramm up into the air. Zach Bussard now with seven. Dort College down 39-38. Dobson, another three, missed that one. Rebound controlled by Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting does not have the numbers. Gets it over to Henriksen. Jansma, three ball. Nope. Rebound cleared by Oberweiser. Oberweiser, ahead it goes to Talley. Talley, Schramm, layup, good. He's got four. Dort trails 41-38. Brunsting to Barkema. Barkema in between the circles comes to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen, Brunsting, out front, Buss, three, straight on, misses it, no good. Rebound controlled. Well, it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Jamestown basketball. Jamestown inbounding with Jack Talley. Talley throwing it in. Gets it into Frazier. 41-38. Jamestown with a three-point advantage. They hand it to Dobson. Dobson out front, goes right side, Talley. Talley trying to feed it to Oberweiser. Turnover back to the defenders. 4:31 remaining. First half of play. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out, by the way. Been a pretty free-flowing first half of basketball. We're under 5 minutes to go. Pass goes left side, Henriksen. Henriksen guarded by Dobson. Defenders down three. Henriksen off-balance shot, gets it to go. Alec Henriksen with another two. Defenders back to within a point, 41-40. Frazier into the lane. Comes back out to Talley. Talley in the lane. Fires it back outside, right side. Oberweiser. Oberweiser three. Missed it, no good. Rebound tipped, and it goes out of bounds. Last touched by Jamestown and Brady Birch. It'll be Dort College basketball. So the defenders will have the basketball, trailing by a point, 3:58 remaining. Bringing the basketball up will be the defenders, Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting goes high post, Barkema back to Chandler, three ball by the junior, nope. Rebound cleared by Jamestown. Jimmy's bringing it up the floor, Dobson. Dobson over the ball. Dobson to Purinton. Purinton gives it up underneath. Loose basketball picked up by Henriksen. Comes over to Brunsting. Brunsting ahead, it goes Jansma. Jansma ball fake. Two players around him, puts it up, no good. Loose basketball, no call made, and here come the Jimmies. Back the other way, Oberweiser. Oberweiser loses it. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. A lot of action, not much happening. 41-40 our score. Henriksen checks out of the ballgame. Barkema checks out. Gaysink will be inbounding. Nope, Franken will inbound to Gaysink. Brunsting, Van Lingen, and Jansma on the floor. Jamestown has Dobson, Purinton, Oberweiser, Frazier, and Birch. Right side, Jansma. Jansma gives it up. Franken back to Jesse. Three, short, no good. From the right wing, rebound cleared by Jamestown. Purinton, Purinton into the lane. His floater is good. John Purinton, 15. Defenders trail by three, 43-40. Jansma splits the defense, puts it up. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Jesse Jansma will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. So Jansma will shoot. And that's foul number three, by the way, on Brady Birch. So he is the first Jamestown player in significant foul trouble. Jansma trying to tie it at 43-all. Free throw is up and good. So Jesse Jansma completes the old-fashioned three-point play. 88% free throw shooter, now 43 of 49 this season, and we're deadlocked at 43. Jamestown basketball, Oberweiser gives to Purinton. Ball deflected, taken by Gaysink. Gaysink hesitation, will drive in with the right hand, lays it up, steal, layup good. Ben Gaysink with 8 first-half points. Defenders lead 45-43. Jamestown basketball, Oberweiser. Oberweiser gives to Purinton. Purinton back to Oberweiser. Now Frazier. Frazier with the ball. Frazier gives Dobson. Dobson floater from 10. Good. Isaiah Dobson with a 2-point basket. He's got 11. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. We're deadlocked at 45-all. Gaysink passes right side over to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Comes back, right side, three ball on the way. Yes. Jesse Jansma with the three. He's got 9. And the defenders lead 48-45. Purinton goes back. Out front, Oberweiser. Oberweiser with it. Oberweiser has it at the top of the key. Kick out, Purinton. Purinton. His driving floater is good. Purinton now with 17 first-half points, and the defenders lead 48-47 with 1:23 remaining. That's in the half. Jansma gets it back from Van Lingen. Jesse puts it on the floor on the left-hand side. Back to Josh, trying to feed it underneath for Franken. Goes out of bounds, last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort inbounding the basketball. Gasink will throw it in. He gets it into Franken. Nine to shoot. Now eight, seven. Jansma, set play, three, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Jamestown. With it on the left-hand side is Dobson, Isaiah Dobson, directing traffic. Goes to Oberweiser, back to Dobson. Dobson, Alfred, Alfred Pierrington. Pierrington with the basketball, fading away from 12. It's good. John Pierrington with another two. Dort trailing 49-48. Done a pretty good job on the other offensive threats, but Pierrington has gone crazy. He's got 19 by my count. Answering back, a three-pointer by Garrett Franken, and the defenders lead 51-49. Haven't needed the shot clock much today. We'll wind down the first half, and the shot clock and game clock, the difference, negligible. With a near midcourt is Dobson. Dobson will dribble with a right hand, guarded by Gasing. And we're going to have a foul called on Dobson. Dobson. So the defenders get the basketball back. And that's that call that's been a point of emphasis with that roll out of the screen that Dobson got called for. Gasing. Back over to Jansma. Jansma, Franken, into the corner. Gasing, three ball at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the half. Our score at halftime. Dort, 51. Jamestown, 49. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Stay tuned. Up next, we'll check in with Where Are They Now? That'll come up in just a moment.
Greetings and welcome into Where Are They Now on KDCR 88.5 FM and KDCR885.com. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra. Where Are They Now is made possible here by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull, a Grinnell Mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. On this edition of Where Are They Now, we're joined by a Sioux Falls Christian grad, a Sioux Falls native who's currently studying to become an architect. He was a midfielder and a defensive midfielder for the Dort College men's soccer program for 4 years, was named to several conference teams, and played a pivotal role on some of the program's most successful teams in this decade. Joining us on Where Are They Now today is a 2017 Dort College graduate, Cody Van Holland. You grew up in Sioux Falls. You went to Sioux Falls Christian. And there are, you know, always a healthy handful of kids from SFC that end up choosing to continue their education and athletic careers at Dort. So what colleges and universities were you looking at, and why did you choose Dort?
Yeah, so the colleges I was actually looking at were Concordia University in Seward, Judson University in Chicago, Illinois, and then the other one was Drury University in Missouri. The main reason I picked Dort, I mean, it was actually just to play soccer. One of the main reasons, just for the familiarity aspect. And then my family has strong ties to Dort College. That also helped kind of sway me in that direction. But mainly the reason was soccer, to play there.
And that's a fair reason, too. We all want to continue our athletic careers as long as we can. Academically speaking, you kind of wanted to work in architecture. When did you decide that was a career you kind of wanted to pursue?
It was actually right out of when I got into high school. So Judson and Drury, the two schools I was looking at kind of mainly, actually are really well known for their architecture programs. And so when I went to Dort, that was one of the requirements, was can I help me prepare the way for an architecture master's degree down the road? Because that was really the plan from high school. And so every kind of decision was based off of soccer, and can I get my master's degree in architecture doing this route through Dort.
You were a high-quality athlete at Dort, you know, a four-year contributor and starter for the Dort men's soccer team. When did soccer start to take hold and become one of the bigger passions in your life?
Probably in middle school. I played club soccer, and, I mean, every weekend we'd be going to tournaments where some college scouts would be, some wouldn't be, but it really, we played in regional tournaments where you're playing the best teams in each state when I was like 12 years old, and so I kind of had to act for it right away and just really enjoyed the people and then just the aspects of soccer, so I just kept pursuing it, stuck with it, and really it's been a way that a lot of the best memories of my life have come through is through that sport.
As a soccer athlete at Dort, you were named to several conference teams. You played a pivotal role on a few of the most successful teams this decade for the program. Why do you think you were able to be an effective piece as kind of that central midfielder, defensive mid for the soccer program?
Mainly because of the teammates that I had. I mean, the two best years really that I had at Dort was when I was in my freshman and sophomore year. Mainly my sophomore year was my most successful, and that's just because everybody, they respect me as a player, as a person, and they knew what I could do, so they tried to use me as much as possible. Rather than them being older, having an ego, and saying that I don't need him, they really used the skills that I had and made themselves even better through it.
When you think back to your time at Dort, and I know it wasn't that long ago, a little over a year and a half ago, but when someone mentions Dort and you think back to your time there, whether it's as a student or as an athlete, what sticks out to you most?
I mean, it's the cliche answer of Dort, and that's community. But, I mean, everybody who has been there, who has anything to do with Dort, knows how good it actually is, how much you don't really go there for the area, you stay there for the people. And it's one of the things I miss about most. I mean, I live in Denver now, and I mean, it's a town of millions of people, and I still got a better sense of community in a town of however big Sioux Center is. And it's just crazy to me, really going from the small town aspect to a big town aspect, how much you can really take that for granted when you're in the actual situation.
Well, you mentioned you're living in Denver now. They don't let anyone become an architect. They make you work for it and earn for it, and you're in the middle of that process. You're at CU Denver College of Architecture and Planning. What drew you in to that school, and what stood out to you about CU Denver's architecture program?
Yeah, so, I mean, the big draw was the mountains for me right away. I wouldn't be outdoors and near someplace like a snowboard constantly. But CU Denver, their big program is their design-build program. It's nationally recognized throughout the world. They won many awards. 2 years ago, they won an award, and they were in the same category as World Trade Center 1 and actually won that award. So some big projects that they're getting their name on. I'm in the program now this semester. We're building cabins for New Mexico, and it's one of the most time-consuming things I've ever done, but it's definitely one of the biggest draws that took me to this college.
So you mentioned their design program. They have a bunch of different areas of focus. You have another year and a half there, and you can't predict the future. But when you graduate, what do you hope to do next, or what kind of focus in terms of architecture do you hope to take moving forward post-education?
I love to get in residential architecture, whether that be in the mountains, near a lake, but some sort of residential piece where I'm more hands-on with the client, not necessarily in the corporate world, but get to really push the ideas and really the budget that I get and see what can be done.
You graduated from Dort in 2017. Aside from going to school, and I get, you know, that probably takes up a lot of your time and your work, but how have you enjoyed living in Colorado? You mentioned the mountains kind of drew you, and there's certainly a change of pace over South Dakota, Iowa, and the plains.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely like a day trip community where people are willing to travel 2 hours just to go do something one day or 1 hour. People are willing to spend 3 hours in traffic just to go do something for 1 hour. So it's really crazy about like what people are willing to do, just the sort of activity that people have, like the amount of drive they have to go see a sunset on top of a mountain or go snowboarding at 5 a.m. and observe a spot. It's crazy to me how dedicated they are out here to some of those little things.
The role of athletics, it kind of changes in our lives as the years go by, and whether it's with soccer or coaching, I know you did a little bit of that your senior year at Dort, or maybe it's another physical activity. How would you describe the role of athletics in your life today?
Probably one of the biggest roles I've ever had in my life. I mean, it's still playing out here. I still coach soccer actually out here, and I think one of the biggest things like that role has had is it's made me like especially hard worker, as that's really what I'm known for, especially when it comes to the soccer community, and then really even transferring into that academics now is this is really testing me even farther, not just the athletics side, but the academic side and just how hard I'm willing to push toward the goals that I want. That's something that athletics has really taught me.
A big thank you to Cody Van Hollen for taking some time out of his busy schedule to join us here on Where Are They Now on KDCR, made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Holy Grail Mutual Member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra. That does it for this edition of Where Are They Now. We've got to get back to Door College basketball, the second half, and all the action that unfolds. Coming up next here on KDCR with Mike Biker.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The Defenders leading Jamestown at halftime, 51-49. A whole lot of offense in this one, and the defense has been lacking for both teams. The offense has been good, so you can spin it that way, but both teams shooting the basketball extremely well. For the Jimmies, they are 18 of 50. Now that's the women's game. We'll get to the men's contest. 19 of 37 for 52%. Defenders 18 of 32, 56%. Dort 50% on threes, 7 of 14. Jamestown 10 of 19, 53%. Dort 8 of 8 from the free throw line, 100%. Jamestown 1 of 2, 50%. Rebounds, Dort has an 18-14 rebounding edge. Turnovers, Dort has 8. Jamestown has 7. Dort is led by Chad Barkema with 11 points. Jesse Jansman, Alec Henriksen have 9 each. Ben Gasink has 8. Garrett Franken has 7. For the Jimmies, John Pierrington has 19. Isaiah Dobson has 11. 3 for Kevin Oberweiser. 5 each for Jack Frazier and Jack Talley. 3 for Terrell Alfred. And 2 for Brock Schramm. Chad Barkema with 3 rebounds for the Defenders, 4 assists for Jesse Jansma thus far this evening. Zach Bussard also has 7 points for the Defenders and 4 rebounds for the junior post player from Papillion, Nebraska. It'll be Dort basketball as we resume play. Other GPAC scores at halftime. Morningside leads Concordia 39-28. Briar Cliff over Northwestern 49-48. Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty 44-42. So the only double-digit ball game is Morningside and Concordia, with Morningside up 11 at home. That's kind of to be expected. Dort basketball as we start the second half. Out front it goes to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball goes over to Bussard. Bussard with the ball. Bussard feeds it underneath to Gasing. Brings it back out to the corner, working on Pierrington. 12 to shoot. Ben Gasing drives in. His left-handed layup is good. Ben Gasing with a two-point basket. And for Ben, that's 10 points now. And the Defenders lead it 53-49. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the Defenders. Underneath it goes. Two-point basket for Jack Talley on the spin move underneath. He's got 5. And the Defenders lead 53-51. 53-51. Henriksen to Bussard. Bussard on the left elbow. Zach puts it on the floor. He's walled up. Gets it back over to Barkema. Barkema jumper. Right wing. No good. Rebound taken down by Bussard. Bussard with a little hook shot in the lane. Can't get it to go, and the rebound is cleared by Jack Talley. Talley with the basketball. Talley's pass deflected, taken back by Buss. Bussard with the basketball. Zach ahead it goes to Henriksen. Henriksen drops it to Barkema. Barkema trying to back his way in against Dobson. Barkema fading away from 12. Good. Barkema with 13. Defenders lead 55-51. Jamestown basketball. Jackley. Talley to Dobson. Dobson underneath Schramm. Schramm, two-point bucket. He's got 6. 55-53. Somebody's got to string some stops together. Just feels like 2 or 3 stops in a row would be huge at this point. Gasink, reverse layup. He gets around his player, Schramm, 57-53. Ben Gasink, they're unable to stop him off the dribble. He's got 12. Jamestown basketball, left side pass. It goes Pierrington. Pierrington at the free throw line, hesitates, pulls up. His shot, no good. Rebound tipped out, and coming away with it is Barkema. Barkema across the timeline, does not have the numbers. Feeds the trailer, Gasink. Ben, 3, blocked. Rebound, Bussard. Bussard on the block. Reverses out front, Henriksen. Off the mark, no good from straight on, 24 feet out. And the rebound is cleared by Jamestown and Oberweiser. Oberweiser, a pull-up three. That rhythm three by Oberweiser, his second three of the ballgame. He's got 6. And the defender lead is down to one, 57-56. 17:25 left to play in the contest. Franken, 17-footer, no good. Rebound cleared by Talley. Talley driving the lane, puts it up, shot no good, but there for the rebound. The putback is Kevin Oberweiser, and Jamestown has retaken the lead at 58-57. 58-57, Ben with a reverse layup. That's good. Ben Gasink, another two. He's got 14. Back the other way we go. Oberweiser, his shot, no good. But a foul in the transition. That's going to go against Zach Bussard. Bussard whistled for the personal. And for Zach, I believe that's number two. We can get the indication from the official. That's foul number one on Bussard. Brunsting and Jansma will be checking in for the defenders. Kevin Oberweiser to the free throw line. He is an 82% free throw shooter. First free throw is good. Oberweiser now with 9. 2 threes, a two, and now a free throw. 82 of 100 this season from the charity stripe. A second free throw on the way for Oberweiser. That one's up and through as well. 60-59. Jamestown basketball. I beg your pardon, Dort basketball. Jamestown lead. Gasing drives in. Left-hand baseline jumper by Frank and hangs on the rim and falls through. About a 15-footer by Frank, and he's got 9. Defenders lead 61-60. Neither team able to get a stop yet. Pass goes to Talley. Talley, Oberweiser. Oberweiser guarded by Brunsting. Purinton, right side Talley. Talley gets a ball screen from Birch. Comes back out front to Dobson. Dobson to Oberweiser. Oberweiser back to Dobson. Dobson out front. Purinton. Purinton fading away. 10-footer left baseline. Not good. Rebound cleared by Brunsting. Brunsting, Franken. Franken into the corner. Jansma. Jansma three. Yes. Jesse Jansma with a three. He's got 12, and the defender lead is 64-60. Into the front court is Dobson. Dobson with the basketball. Dobson, Oberweiser, right side Purinton, down low Birch, back to the basket against Bussard. Comes back out to Dobson. Dobson misses that one badly. Jamestown chases it into the backcourt. Jamestown, a fresh 30. No, didn't draw iron on that three-point shot. Shot by Talley off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasink. Here comes Dort College in transition up by four. Left side pass, it goes Franken. Franken left-handed layup, no good, but a foul on the play called on Jamestown. That foul is going to go on Jack Talley. That's number one on him. So Garrett Franken shooting a couple. First free throw is up and good. Dort extends the lead to 5, 65-60. A second free throw on the way. Second free throw by Franken is up and through, so Garrett Franken with 11, and the defender lead is 66-60. Out front, Talley. Talley, three. Good. Jack Talley, a spot-up three. He's got 8 points. And the defender lead is 66-63. Timeout on the floor to Jamestown. Jamestown has now used their second timeout. They've got 4 remaining with 15-18 remaining in regulation. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Jesse Jansma over the basketball after Dort College had a 6-point lead cut to 3 on a 3-point basket. Jansma puts it on the floor and is fouled on the play. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs, whether buying or selling your home. Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way, your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Jesse Jansma with the basketball on the right side. Gives it off to Franken. Franken to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Gives it up Franken. Franken gives it up Jansma. We've got a foul called away from the ball. And Garrett Franken is going to be called for a foul. Looked like he went to make a cut and ended up tangled up. And he gets whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number two on him. So Jamestown coming back the other way. Dobson gives it up. Talley. Talley to Purinton. Purinton to Birch. Birch back to Purinton. Guarded by Gasink. Alfred. Alfred has it taken away by Brunsting. Brunsting heading downhill. Takes it in against Purinton. And a blocking foul called on Purinton. That's foul number one on him. ...66-63... Free throws on the way for Chandler Brunsting. So Brunsting will shoot two. That's foul number two on John Purinton. Brunsting's first free throw is good. He's a 75% free throw shooter, is the junior from Hull. Trying to extend it back to a 5-point ball game. Second free throw by Brunsting is up and through, so Chandler knocks them both down, his first points. And the defenders lead by 5, 68-63. Still a lot of time left, 14:28 remaining in regulation. Dobson drops it off for Birch. Birch can't handle it, gives it to the cutter, and Talley. Talley is fouled on the play. Jack Talley will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Generous in that they say Talley was shooting. He caught that pass and got fouled almost immediately. First free throw is up and through for Jack Talley. Talley with 8 points, 9 points, beg your pardon. And the second free throw is up and through as well. It's 68-65. Talley makes Jamestown 4-for-4 from the free throw line here in the second half. High post, it goes to Van Lingen. Van Lingen flips it to Jansma. Jansma stops, right side, his shot, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touched by Dort. It'll be Jamestown basketball. Jamestown inbounding, Talley to throw it in. So Talley throws it right side, Alfred. Alfred gives it up to Birch. Birch going to work against Van Lingen. Puts it up with the left hand. The hook shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Jansma. Jesse into the front court. Jesse Jansma with the basketball. Stops at the top of the key. His three. Missed it. No good. Wide right. And the rebound is cleared by, well, it goes out of bounds now. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Jamestown basketball. So Jamestown gets it back with 13:40 remaining here in the ball game. That's in regulation. Purinton off the dribble on the left-hand side, attacking, loses the dribble. Got double team, turned his back, and Dort College swoops in for the steal. Jansma with the basketball, gives it up to Barkema. Barkema down to the block, double team, back outside. Brunsting, three ball, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Dobson. Dobson into the front court, the trailer, Purinton, back to Dobson. Dobson with it at the top of the key. Dobson in between the circles, he goes left side. This is Talley. Talley puts it on the floor. Brunsting tries to dig down on it. It's taken back by Jamestown. Dobson loses the dribble. Dobson now commits a foul, and Barkema got clocked on the play. Chad hits the floor, comes down, and he'll get back up onto his feet. So Dobson whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number two on Dobson. Jansma will throw the ball in. Brunsting will bring it up. So the defenders leading 68-65. Brunsting down to the block. Out front, Henriksen. And Henriksen is held on the play by Dobson, and that's number three on Dobson now. With 12:49 left to go, Dobson is forced to the bench. Frazier will check in. With it out front, Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma goes back over to Brunsting. Brunsting with it. Brunsting to Henriksen. 10 to shoot. Henriksen attacking. Left side cut off. Comes back over to Barkema beyond the three-point line on the left-hand side. His fadeaway now from 17. Tough shot, no good. Offensive rebound, Van Lingen. Van Lingen up strong, good. Van Lingen with a putback. Dort leads 70-65 on the offensive rebound and stick back by Van Lingen. Tally goes left side, Alfred. Alfred driving the lane, nothing there. Comes back right side, driving down Tally. Tally loses it. It's down on the floor. Oberweiser down on the floor after it, along with three Dort College players. And a jump ball called. Alternating possession, it will be Jamestown basketball. Well, this Jamestown team had to play on Monday. They faced Dakota Wesleyan in a game that was rescheduled from last Wednesday. Ended up being a 35-point win for the Jimmies, but nonetheless, they had to play. You just wonder if some of that fatigue will set in as this game progresses. They don't play a lot of players. We've seen three players off of the bench for Jamestown. They did spread the minutes around a little bit more on Monday, because of the luxury of that 30-point lead in the second half. That was a shocker. Alfred, left side, pull up, and it's good. Wow. Alfred, left wing, three. Pretty good contest that time by Jansma. Alfred makes the three-point basket, and it's a two-point ball game. Dort leading 70-68. Jansma to Barkema. Barkema over the basketball. Barkema steps back 17 feet from the hoop, gives it up to Bussard. Bussard with it, gets out of the lane, comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen, Bussard. Bussard going to work, trying to cross over, nothing there. Back to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball, and Alfred's going to be called for a hand check. Terrell Alfred whistled for the personal foul, and for Alfred, that is his first. That is team foul number three, beg your pardon, team foul number six against the Jimmies. So the next foul sends Dort to the free throw line for the 1-1. Dort with the basketball. Bussard back to Jansma. Jansma cut off by Alfred. Now Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Barkema at the free throw line. His fadeaway no good. Rebound Brunsting. Brunsting put back good. Chandler Brunsting with a rebound and the putback. Dort leading 72-68. Right side Tally. Tally, tough move. Tally rises up and finishes about 8 feet from the hoop. Banks it off of the glass from the right side. And the defender lead is 72-70. Brunsting out front. Too many bodies there. Doesn't squeeze the three. Instead comes back out front to Bussard. Bussard with the basketball working against Schramm. Bussard, nothing there. Gets it back outside to Jansma. Jansma with it. Jansma, free throw line jumper, 17-footer, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Jamestown. Jamestown to Tally. Tally, right side it goes. Oberweiser. Oberweiser into the corner. Alfred for the lead, no good. Tap in, though, by Oberweiser is good. Kevin Oberweiser ties it at 72-all. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort College Defenders and Jamestown Jimmies tied near the midpoint of this second half, 72-72. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, hometown choice for your real estate needs, whether buying or selling your home. Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. So Dort with the basketball, length of the floor in front of them, tied 72-all. Ben Gasink will bring the basketball up the floor. Across the timeline, Gasink goes right side, Franken. Franken to Ben. Ben driving right-hand side, double team, throws it away. Intended for Chad Barkema. Barkema was unable to reel it in, though. That pass just a little bit too hot to handle and a little bit to his left. And a tie game now. Jamestown coming back the other way with the basketball. Jamestown with a chance to retake the lead for the first time in the second half. Free throw for Alfred off the, three-pointer by Alfred, no good. Loose ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Oberweiser. It will be Dort basketball. Gasing bringing the basketball up, tied up 72-72. Right side it goes. Franken has it at the top of the key. This is Henriksen. Henriksen too hot off of the glass. Rebound taken away by Jamestown. Jamestown up the floor with the basketball tally. Flips it over to Alfred. Alfred driving in. Finishes with the right hand. Terrell Alfred with 8 points. And the Jimmies retake the lead 74-72. Franken turn around on the baseline. Ties it up 74 all. There was they wanted a charge call, did the Jamestown faithful. I thought the defensive player for Jamestown maybe a little overzealous in selling that block call, that charge call. Shot, no good. Rebound out to Alfred. Alfred, three, no good. Rebound, Bussard. Bussard with the basketball. Bussard outlets over to Henriksen. Henriksen with it up the floor. Alec drops it off for Franken. Franken, 12-footer, left side, missed it, no good. We're tied at 74-all. Ball goes out of bounds, tipped by Bussard. It will be Jamestown basketball.
Somebody needs new shoes.
So Jamestown will inbound the basketball. Jack Talley to throw it in. Jack Talley over to Jack Frazier. Jack Frazier goes left side. Lob it down low. This is Schramm trying to go to work against Bussard. His shot in the lane off the mark, no good, but there for the rebound, and the putback is Oberweiser. Oberweiser with the putback. Now an opportunity at a three-point play. So Oberweiser trying to extend the lead from 2-3. And the Dort College defenders now trail by three, 77-74 after the three-point play by Oberweiser. Oberweiser, 3 points in the first half, 12 in the second half. On the right-hand side is Henriksen, and they're going to call him for a charge as he drives from the wing. And a charging foul called on Henriksen, and for Alec, that is his first. And with our score 77-74, the defenders will use a timeout. They've got five remaining. That's their first timeout. They trail by three. 8:14 remaining in regulation. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more right after this. Steal by the defenders out of the timeout. Here comes Henriksen working against Frazier. Henriksen picks up his dribble. Barkema had the steal. They give it back to Barkema. Franken, three-pointer, right wing, good. Garrett Franken with a three-point basket. He's got 16, and the defenders tie it at 77-all. Back the other way, Alfred, three, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Franken. Franken with the basketball, Gasing. Gasing up the floor, trying to split the defense, nothing there. Comes back to Franken, gives it back to Gasing. Gasing with the ball, Gasing back over to Garrett for the lead, three, yes! Garrett Franken, two threes in a row. The defenders lead 80-77. So the defenders with a three-point lead answering the coming out of the timeout with back-to-back triples by Franken. Three-pointer on the other end, no good. Rebound fought for, tipped out, controlled by Jamestown. That's Talley. Talley back to Alfred. Alfred drives in. We've got a foul called against the defenders before the shot. Foul is going to go on Alec Henriksen. That's number two on him. Van Langen, Jansma, Brunsting all check in. 7:02 remaining in regulation. Oberweiser inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. This is Brock Schramm. Schramm to Dobson. Dobson, Oberweiser loses his footing, maintains possession, goes over to Talley on the right wing. Talley to Purinton. Purinton with it on the right wing. Purinton, back it goes Dobson, 6:45 and counting. They drop it down low for Schramm. Schramm off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken tries to save it into Van Langen. It's taken back by Jamestown, now taken back by the defenders as Jesse Jansma comes away with it. Here come the defenders. Into the front court is Gasing. Gasing, right side, Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball, high post, Van Langen. Then Langen back over to Brunsting. Brunsting to Josh. Three ball. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket. Josh Van Langen, he's got five. Defenders lead 83-77. The Defenders on a 9-0 run. Waiting for Danny Neville to use a timeout to try to stop the bleeding. 6 minutes remaining. Left side it goes. Oberweiser. Oberweiser drives in. Tries to draw the contact. He does. He gets fouled. He goes to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. So the senior guard puts it on the deck, takes it to the hole, draws a foul, and he can cut the lead from 6-3 with his possession. Well, Danny Neville has gotten rid of the suit coat, if nothing else, that powder blue suit coat he was wearing earlier. Free throw is up by Oberweiser. It's good. It's 83-80. So Oberweiser had a big second half. Purinton had the big first half. Oberweiser has come to life here in the second half. He's got 15 in the second half, 18 for the ballgame. Purinton had 19 in the first half. Van Langen into the corner. Frank and another one. Nope. Rebound tipped and controlled by Oberweiser. 5:38 left to play in regulation. Out front with the basketball, Oberweiser pulls it out, gives it off to Dobson. Dobson with the basketball. Dobson drives in. Drops it off for Schramm. Schramm, two-point basket, good. It's back to a one-point ball game, 83-82. So Jamestown did not need a timeout to stop the bleeding. Van Langen takes it into the lane, and he is fouled on the play. They're going to call the foul on Brock Schramm. That's his second. Van Langen will shoot a 1-1, I believe. We'll see if they give him two or if it's, you know, they're going to give him a shooting foul on that. Van Langen with 5 points. First free throw is up and good. He's got six. Defenders reestablish the lead at 84-82. Reestablish a two-point lead. 5:18 remaining in regulation. Another free throw good for Van Langen. So Van Langen has come to life here in the second half with seven. And the Jimmies trail by three. They can tie it with a triple. Purinton out front looking for Oberweiser. Instead, they go out to Dobson. Isaiah Dobson back to Oberweiser. Oberweiser three, short, no good. Rebound taken by Jesse Jansma. Gasink in traffic, and they're going to call a charge on him. Ben Gasink whistled for a charge. I thought he slid to the side, as did the defender, but they whistle a charge on Gasink, and that is Gasink's second. And Jamestown will inbound the basketball. So the Jimmies inbounding with 4:52 remaining. Tally, right side, Oberweiser. Oberweiser picks up his dribble to Purinton. Now Dobson, left side, Tally. Tally over the basketball, elbow jumper, trying to cut it down to one, misses, no good. Rebound tip, controlled by Purinton. Purinton with the basketball on the right wing. Purinton back to Tally. Tally, spin move, his shot, too strong, no good. Rebound fought for, and we've got a two-point takedown by Tally. Tally got his money's worth on that one. Chandler Brunsting will shoot free throws on the other end. ...85-82, 4:23 remaining. So Tally whistled for his third personal on that. Yeah, that block charge call moments ago on Gasink, it's just hard to know what's going to be called in what fashion, and it's basically that 50-50 call. And last time against Gasink, it went against the Defenders, and you try to think that they all even out at the end. Second free throw by Brunsting is good, 87-82. Defenders up by five. Left hand with it is Purinton. Purinton to Dobson. Dobson out front, Oberweiser. Oberweiser, Alfred. Alfred drops it off. Reverse layup is good for Jamestown, and Brady Birch on the give and go, 87-84. Doored up by three. Barkema hands it back to Brunsting. 4 minutes to go in regulation. Brunsting reverses out front. Josh, his three short. Might have got hit on the arm. No call made. Barkeman comes up with it. Jesse Jansma, three ball. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Jamestown and Dobson. Dobson with the basketball. Dobson behind the back dribble, and he's going to be fouled at midcourt. And that is team foul number 10 on the defenders. So free throws now coming for Dobson. Dobson is a 73% free throw shooter. He had three threes in the first half along with a two. He took one three earlier in this half and missed it badly. He really had things going, though, in the first half. So he's shooting his first free throws of the night. First free throw is up and good. He's got 12. And he can make it a one-point ball game. Zach Bussard will check in. Josh Van Lingen will check out. Dobson trying to make it a one-point ball game here. That was his first point of the second half. 3:44 left to play. It's up and good. He's got a baker's dozen, 87-86. Dort basketball bringing it up is Brunsting. Brunsting on the right-hand side with it. Gets it away to Jansma, guarded there by Dobson. Comes back left side over to Barkema. Barkema to Brunsting. Brunsting with it. Brunsting to Jansma. Jansma out front, guarded by Dobson. Underneath it goes. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Zach Bussard fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line with an opportunity to extend this to a four-point ball game. 89-86 with 3:24 remaining. For Zach Bussard, that is his ninth point. And he'll go to the free throw line for a three-point play. The junior from Papillion off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared, though, by Barkema. Barkham over the basketball. Right side, Franken, three. Got it! Garrett Franken, his third three. Dort College leads 92-86, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. Down to the baseline is Dobson, 3:07 remaining. Right side pass, it goes to Oberweiser. Oberweiser cut off, throws it away. It's Dort College basketball. So Dort now playing with the lead, a six-point lead. And the clock will go under 3 minutes on this possession. Walking it up will be Chandler Brunsting, defenders leading 92-86. Chandler out front with the basketball. Brunsting goes to Bussard. Bussard, Jansma. Jansma with it. Out front, Garrett. Garrett gets a path, lays it up. Right hand, left side, good. Garrett Frank and another two. Dort College leads 94-86. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders. Back we go the other way. Purinton. Short arms the layup. Rebound taken away by Buss. Zach Bussard hands it off to Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting into the front court. He'll slow it down. 2:25 remaining. Dort up by 8, 94-86. Chandler Brunsting with the basketball. 17 seconds, now 15 on the shot clock. Jansma, they feed it down low. Franken guarded by Alfred. They come back over to Bussard. Bussard, Jansma. Jansma puts up the jumper from 12, no good. Rebound taken away by Alfred. Alfred with the basketball. Alfred passes left side, Purinton. Purinton with the basketball. Alfred, and Alfred is fouled on the play. And Terrell Alfred will go to the free throw line where he will shoot two free throws. So Terrell Alfred shooting two free throws. He's an 82% free throw shooter. He has not shot a ton of free throws this season, just 17 up to this point. Now 18, and he makes that one. 1:58 left in regulation. Defenders leading 94-87. Another free throw. This one's up and down as well. Both teams have shot free throws exceptionally well tonight. 94-88, Dort College by 6, 1:50 and counting. Brunsting passes left side, Barkema. Barkema on the wing, comes back to Buss. Over to Jansma. Jansma stops, nothing there, got a little deep. Comes back over to Franken. Franken pass, deflected. It's still loose, and a foul called on the play against Garrett Franken. And now Jamestown can cut into the lead with the clock stopped. So the foul called on Garrett Frank, and that's his third. 17 points in the second half for Frank and 24 for the ballgame, three shy of a career high. Two free throws on the way for John Purinton, and he's shooting for his first points of the second half. First free throw, no good. That's a rarity. 74% free throw shooter misses the first one. He's got another one on the way, 136 remaining in regulation. Second free throw by Purinton is off the mark, no good. Rebound, though, Oberweiser. Oberweiser somehow gets in for the offensive rebound, gets the shot to go, and he is fouled. This is the third three-point play opportunity for Oberweiser in this contest. A foul was called on Chad Barkham, and that's his third, and now Jamestown with an opportunity to cut the lead down to three with a free throw from Oberweiser. So you got Purinton to miss both free throws, which is a rarity, but somehow Kevin Oberweiser, all 6 foot two of him, and I think I'm being generous there, somehow snakes in for the rebound and gets the offensive rebound put back. And he is fouled, so he has a chance at a three-point play for the third time here in the second half. Dort College leading 94-90, pending a free throw after a timeout. Both teams are in the double bonus from here on out. Dort has four timeouts remaining. Jamestown has three. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way, your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. This is KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. So Jamestown trying to fight their way back from an 8-point deficit. They've scored four in a row, pending this free throw attempt. That would get it down to a 3-point difference with 1:33 remaining. So 93 seconds remaining in this one. Free throw on the way for Oberweiser is up, and that one's good. It skips around and falls through, and Oberweiser now is 18 in the second half, 21 for the ball game. It's 94-91. Dort College up by three. Jansma with the basketball, 25 on the shot clock. Barkema with it on the wing. Dort needs a bucket to maintain a two-possession lead. Jansma with the basketball out front, 17 to shoot. Jansma back over to Chandler. Chandler with it on the right side. Chandler looking down low, gets it to Frank, and he has to come out to the three-point line. 9 to shoot. They give it up Barkema. Barkema fading away, shot on the baseline, no good. Rebound cleared by Oberweiser. He gets it up to Dobson. Dobson to Frazier. Frazier with it, 1 minute remaining. 24 on the shot clock. A three ties it. Jamestown is on a 5-0 run. Dort is led by as many as eight. Left side, Oberweiser. Oberweiser out front. Dobson, 10 to shoot. Now 9. Alfred trying to make it a one-point ball game. Misses it. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. Brunsting, two players around him. Throws it over to Franken, and Franken has it, but they're going to call a charge on Brunsting in the backcourt. A charge, and that was after Brunsting had two players draped on him on the rebound. They call a charge on the defenders, and it'll be Jamestown basketball when we resume play. 38 seconds remaining. 30 seconds on the shot clock, a fresh possession for the Jimmies when we resume play right after this. It'll be Jamestown basketball when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way, your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. It'll be Jamestown basketball after they get a gift on the charge call in the backcourt. Dort had possession of it. They were trying to get a run out. There were three players around Chandler Brunsting, and they called a charge, and so Jamestown gets the ball back. Jimmy basketball out front, Purinton. Purinton, they throw it into the corner. Oberweiser for the tie. He got it. Oberweiser with the three-point bucket for the tie. It's 94-all. Well, Jamestown takes advantage of the gift. Now Dort College with a chance to win it at the end of regulation. 20 seconds remaining. Brunsting with it at center court, guarded by Oberweiser. Now 15. Dort wants to either win it or send it to overtime. Brunsting with the basketball. Chandler, they're looking for a ball screen. Chandler out front. Franken, three. Yes! Three-point basket for Garrett Franken. Bang, bang, bang. How do you like that? Dort College, a 97-94 lead with 1.2 seconds remaining. And the Jimmies will call a timeout with the length of the floor in front of them. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Well, Dort College did not get a break earlier. You got to earn it on the road. The officials electing to call that charge in the backcourt, and you can watch a lot of basketball, and probably 100 times like that, you won't see that call on 98 of them. But anyhow, Dort College puts that behind them. Oberweiser knocks down the shot from the corner to tie it, and the defenders, Garrett Franken with the three-point basket to give the defenders a 97-94 lead. For Garrett Franken, that is his fourth three. 27 for the ball game as Franken matches a career high. And now the Jimmies will need to go the length of the court, and they need to shoot, and they need to get it in. Knock down a triple with 1.2 seconds left to send it to overtime. If you're the defenders, you're up by three. We'll see how they defend it. It'll be Purinton inbounding. He can run the baseline. Then Langan will guard the inbounds play, the pass. Barkema will retreat to the backcourt. They'll allow Dobson to catch the ball in the, well, it's either going to be Dobson or Oberweiser, and the defenders will call the timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. Well, the little pocket of Dort College fans that braved the weather and made their way down, there's about a dozen of them or so. They've been treated to a dandy. For the Jamestown faithful, they're trying to maintain the pace for a runner-up finish in the GPAC. You start getting to this point of the year, you start watching the national ratings awfully close, and a home loss to a team that's in the middle of the pack in the GPAC could damage their ratings. Jamestown inbounding. Purinton will throw it in. No. He's going to call for a timeout. They will exhaust their final timeout. So Jamestown has used all of their timeouts. Dort still has three remaining. It's not going to matter. There's 1.2 seconds left to go in this one. It's been a story of two halves for Jamestown. Their guard, John Purinton, had 19 points at halftime. He's been scoreless since, including going 0 for 2 from the free throw line. For the Jamestown, though, what a luxury to have Kevin Oberweiser, who has lit it up here in the second half. For 21 points, he's got 24 for the ball game. But right now, the story is Garrett Franken and his career high, 27 points. The defenders also 13 points from Chad Barkema and Josh Van Langen in the second half, has 7. Ben Gasing, 14 points. Alec Henriksen with 9. Jesse Jansma with 12 so far, and Zach Bussard with 9. I think we've had a total of 3 missed free throws, 4 missed free throws between the two teams. Jamestown again inbounding. Nothing has changed. Purinton will throw it in. Van Langen will defend the inbounds pass. Purinton looking. Gets it to Oberweiser at midcourt. Oberweiser lets it fly. It's too strong. No good. And the Dort College defenders get the victory. They come on the road. They drive through the snow. And they knock off the Jamestown Jimmies at the Harold Newman Arena by a final score of 97-94, a rare road sweep in the GPAC for the Dort College defenders as the women and men come away with a pair of victories in GPAC play. 97-94, your final. Stay tuned. The Wireless World postgame wrap is up next. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort College Defenders go on the road and defeat the Jamestown Jimmies by a final score of 97-94. The Defenders led most of the second half, relinquished the lead at 74-72 and 77-74, but had six in a row to go up 83-77 and never trailed again. Jamestown did tie it late at 94-all, but a Garrett Franken three-point basket with under 2 seconds remaining gave them the eventual margin of victory, 97-94. Coach Brian Van Haften has taken a seat beside me, and Coach Van Haften, I was thinking it through the entire second half. This one's going to go down to the end. Why not? It seems like almost every game recently has, but your team stuck with it, hung in there, didn't have some things go their way at the end, didn't let them bother them, and I thought a very composed win tonight by your team.
I thought we had great composure tonight. I thought we had great energy. We had a great edge, had a great look in our eye the whole game, and I was really proud of our guys. Win or lose, I was proud of how we played tonight. We just had that look about us, and come up here, not many teams to come up here and win, and it was a good one for us. Took advantage of the fact that it was their third game in 5 days. That's a big thing, but I thought we passed the ball really well tonight. 18 assists tonight, and we had 15 turnovers, but six of them had to be charges that called on us, and we survived all those calls and hung in there.
You had to survive a little bit of shock and awe, it seemed, early in the ball game. John Pierrington came out, knocked down three threes right in a row. You look up at the board, it's 11-4. Jamestown's got their swagger going. They're feeling really good about things. You can't win a game early, but you certainly can lose one, and your team hung in there.
Yeah, well, we did that against Northwestern at home. We kind of lost that game early. And then had to try to fight back all game long, just couldn't do it. But tonight, we did. We just had a good look in their eye. One of those threes was banked in. John had it really going tonight, man. He is a really, really good player. And him and Oberweiser are two of the best in our league. But Garrett was great tonight. And I thought Ben Gasek had a great game tonight. I thought he did a great job of playing fast, getting the ball out and going. Chandler played well late in the game with a great pass to Garrett at the end. And Buss and Josh did their usual stuff inside.
That last play where it's tied, and obviously you either want to win it at the end of regulation or you want to go to overtime. What is your offense? Are you looking for something specific at the end of the game, or are you taking what's there?
We're just taking what is there. But Garrett did a good job of coming up in behind. He was underneath the hoop. It was our flat play that we have, and Buss rolled to the basket, and Garrett came up in behind. And Chandler made the right choice with the right pass, and a great job by him.
Eight steals tonight. That's a little higher than normal. Second half, it felt like when Jamestown put the ball on the floor, especially with that tandem of guards they have, you made it difficult for them to get into the lane where they can do a lot of damage.
Yeah, much better in the second half. I thought in the first half we got driven a little bit too much by John Pierrington, but our guys did a really nice job. I think Chandler and Chad, I thought Jesse really had it. That was his, one of his better games in a while. Got up the line really well, and just a really good effort by our guys.
41.7% shooting by Jamestown in the second half, and you'll say, it wasn't under 40. This is a team that's shooting about 51% for the season. That's a pretty good defensive effort.
They're really good. I mean, they're playing really well. Like I said, we caught them on the right night. Third game in 5 days. There's no doubt about that. But we did a great job defensively. They didn't really get the shots that they really wanted to get all the time, even though they made some of them. And offensively, we just did a really nice job of, making plays back at them after they made plays on us.
Well, at some point we will get back home, and we're going to play a game on Saturday against Midland. So preparation for that will begin whether we're at home or not. But congratulations on the victory tonight, and enjoy this one, and we'll get back to Sioux Center safely and get ready for Midland on Saturday.
That's right. Right. We're looking forward to the next game. It'll be senior night to celebrate Alex, last Saturday night home game, and looking forward to doing that.
That's Coach Brian Van Haften as the Dort College Defenders victorious today over the Jamestown Jimmies 97-94. Here are your numbers on the Wireless World postgame wrap. The Defenders, 34 of 66 from the floor, 51.5%, 13 of 28 from the three-point line, 46%, 16 for 17 from the free throw line. That's not a hidden stat. 94%. The Defenders needed every one of those. Jamestown, 34 of 73 from the floor, 46.6%, 14 of 33 from the three-point line, 42.4%, 12 for 15 on free throws, 80%. Both teams had 36 rebounds. Dort had 15 turnovers. Jamestown had 13. The Defenders were led tonight by Garrett Frankens, 27 points, a career-high 27. 10 of 15 from the floor, 5 for 7 on threes. 14 points for Men Gasing, 6 of 9 from the field. 13 for Chad Barkema, 12 for Jesse Jansman, 9 for Alec Henriksen, 7 for Josh Van Langen, 9 for Zach Bussard, and 6 for Chandler Brunsting. For Jamestown, 24 for Kevin Oberweiser, 21 in the second half, 19 for John Pierrington, all in the first half, 13 for Isaiah Dobson, 10 for Terrell Alfred, 14 for Jack Talley, 6 for Brock Schramm, 5 for Jack Frazier, and 3 for Brady Birch. The Defenders were led in rebounding by Zach Bussard's 8 and 6 for Chad Barkema, 5 for Chandler Brunsting. For the Jimmies, 7 for Kevin Oberweiser, 6 each for Jack Talley and Brock Schramm, 4 for Isaiah Dobson. 4 assists for Isaiah Dobson and Jack Frazier, 3 for Terrell Alfred. 4 assists for Jesse Jansma for the Defenders, 3 each for Ben Gasing and Chad Barkema. The Defenders, 18 of their 34 baskets tonight were of the assisted variety. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with the pick of our Defender player of the game. No mystery on that, who that will be. And we'll also check in with the GPAC scoreboard right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Scratching through the standings for the GPAC after tonight's play. We'll get to that in just a moment. Your Defender Player of the Game, presented by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. The Defenders, led tonight by Garrett Franken, a career-high 27 points, matches a career-high. He was 10 of 15 from the floor, 5 of 7 on threes, also had 4 rebounds and 2 assists. Can't overlook Ben Gasing's play either, 14 points and 2 rebounds, but tonight we go with Garrett Franken as your Defender Player of the Game. GPAC scoreboard then for tonight. Men's play, Dort 97-94, winners over Jamestown. Morningside over Concordia 79-64. Briarcliff over Northwestern 92-83. And it was Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty 77-58. GPAC standings, Morningside has run away and hidden with the GPAC title. 16-1, they have clinched the title. Jamestown and Briarcliff, 13-5, they're tied for second. Dakota Wesleyan is now 11-7. Northwestern and Dort are both 9-8, tied for fifth. Hastings is 8-9, Concordia 6-12, Midland 5-12, Doan 4-13, Mount Marty is 2-16. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Again, it's a sweep for the Defenders, a rare one, especially when you do this travel. The Defenders victorious in the women's game, 74-56. They tie a season record with 19 wins for the program, and the Defender men improved to 9-8 in the conference and 17-10 overall with a 97-94 victory over the Jamestown Jimmies this evening in GPAC men's play. That will do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.